Taking us up to 8:30 on a Monday. It's Hearts with Barracuda, swimming through the sea like a barracuda. And I told you, we're swimming into another interview this morning, keeping things coastal and connecting with our friends at the KwaZulu-Natal Sharks Board. They give you the scoop on a special international coastal beach cleanup event that is happening this Friday, I believe, the 17th of September. It's going down at Dakota Beach in Isipingo. And if you want to take part and do your bit to keep our coastline clean, well, let's get the full story right now on the line with us from the KwaZulu-Natal Sharks Board. We have Acting Head of Business Development Division, Mpho Lekoba, joining us to give us the information on the special international coastal beach cleanup. Mpho, are you there? Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me this morning.
Great to connect with you. Thanks for making time on a Monday. And let's get straight into it, Mpho, and find out about what exactly is going to be happening on this Friday, the 17th of September, at Dakota Beach. Give us the story.
Yes, as some of the people would know, this is KZN Shark Sport. And our mandate actually is to safeguard bathers at the beaches, to safeguard bathers against shark attacks. Mm. And now with this International Coastal Day, we are recognizing the day as KZN Shark Sport, as we always embark on a beach cleanup in our quarterly basis in the year. So now, in recognition of this International Coastal Cleanup Day, we are going to be embarking on the beach cleanup on Friday the 17th at the Dakota Beach in Isipingo, which is we are putting an effort in contributing into the conservation of the marine life. So as KZN Shark Sport, we put shark safety gear to protect bathers against shark attack. So we are also ensuring that we conserve the marine life as well.
Brilliant stuff. And I see that it's an event that has drawn some support as well from a couple of sponsors. I see that DeFi, the well-known appliance brand, has gotten behind it. Console Glass as well. And
Console Glass is also joining us.
Brilliant. And it's obviously it's in support of keeping our coastlines clean, and which is what we need for tourism and
definitely
for the continued enjoyment of the natural wonders that we have. Brilliant stuff.
Yes, of course. Yes, and this is we collect trash because this trash that is along the beach, our beaches, it lies around the, it pollutes our beaches, making, so we're trying to make our coast line cleaner and our ocean healthier, and for the marine life as well. Because even if, as we are cases and shark sport, we find some sharks, we find inside of them there's plastics, there's some plastic in the in their tummies, because it cannot be processed, you know. So it really becomes a danger to the marine life, all the trash that is along the beaches. So we are really contributing into making it sure that our beaches are clean and our coastline is clean.
Fantastic. And obviously it affects the whole food chain when there is pollution and microplastic in the ecosystem. So this is something that from the biggest sharks in the ocean to the smallest little coastal critters, it's for the benefit of the health of the whole ecosystem. Yes. Looking at the actual the site where it's going to be happening, Dakota Beach in Isipingo, at 10 a.m. I believe it's kicking off on...
At 10 a.m., yes. At 10 a.m. on Friday.
This Friday. And is it open to absolutely everyone? Do you need to call ahead to book, or can you just arrive and take part?
You just arrive. Let's just arrive, pull up our sleeves, and just clean up our beaches.
I think it's brilliant. And tell me, this event obviously happening at Dakota Beach, has Dakota Beach been identified this year for a particular reason? Or, I mean, annually do you try and move it around from different beaches?
We move around between different beaches when we see that this one needs some attention and needs some thorough cleaning up. We go to that beach. So this time we have identified Dakota that it needs some attention.
Fantastic. And this, for those that know the area, this particular beach is actually located, is the Mangroves Nature Reserve River Mouth. Is that right?
I beg your pardon? Can you repeat that?
This particular cleanup at Dakota Beach in Isipingo, I believe it falls within that mangroves, nature reserve, river mouth area.
Yes, it is, around the river mouth area, of course.
So looking at the kind of the natural biodiversity in that particular area.
All that's in the area, yes.
It makes sense.
That's what we had to clean in that area as well.
Magic. And Paul, for those that want to find out a little bit more and possibly learn more about the work that the KZN Sharks Board is involved in, what is the smartest place to find more information?
Okay, we've got our website, which is www.shark.co.za. We are found on Facebook as well, KZN Sharks Board. And you can come into our premises. We are located at the Umhlanga headquarters, 1A Hellwood Drive, Umhlanga Ridge. That's where we are found. And we've got some other offerings that KZN Sharks Board that we do. We've got our shark dissection shows. We've got our audiovisual shows. We've got our boat tours as well, because we take the public out at sea in the morning, in the early hours of the morning, to see the sunrise and see the activities at the sea, and also to see the beauty of the Golden Mile. So that's some of the offerings that we have as the KZN Sharks Board. As you know, that we, as our service that we render at the beaches as well, to put up the shark safety gear, we are also promoting and supporting the tourism sector in the province.
You see, if you didn't know, now you do. So more than just keeping you safe, the KZN Sharks Board, educating, informing, and also keeping our coastline clean. And
yes,
the special cleanup event happening at Dakota Beach in Isipingo this Friday, 17th of September, 10 a.m. You're invited to attend if you're available to roll up your sleeves and do your part. The coastline thanks you. So do we. And a special guest on the line with me this morning,
yes,
Paul Lekoba, acting head of the Business Development Division at the KZN Sharks Board. And Paul, thanks for your time. Thanks for giving us the information this morning, and wishing you lots of success on Friday. It's going to be a great one.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated. And thanks to the listeners.
Keep well. You heard it here on 88 FM. And bringing you back to the beach right now, here's Shekinah with Kyle Deutsch on Radio Life and Style.